Chizuk and Chassidus number 18 in Lunch B'Lin Lersh Rachapelas V'Moshe and Nachman Daniel Ben Ariyat Tzvi. The Rishis Chachman writes in Shara Hava Perak Yud Beis HaPitachon HuManucha Sa'odim Shalvasu Medaigus HaDavar Shum Mefachid Alav. You know what really the point of Bitachon is? True Bitachon, true trust in Emunah, faith in Hashem, is having complete Menucha Sa'nefesh, rest and peace and harmony from all and anything in a person's life. That's what Bitachon is really all about. A person who has true bitachon has no fear, hasn't realized that everything that comes to Rabbeinu Shlom is good, but a person who lives with a certain menuchas hanefesh. Listen to this incredible insight of the Maharal. The Gur Aryeh, next week's parsha is Parshas Chukas. The Gur Aryeh writes and he says, there's the machlokis in the Rishonim. What exactly was the chait of the Mei Meriva of Moshe Rabbeinu? Was the sin, that Moshe hit the rock when he was supposed to speak to the rock? Oh, sha'achet hayak shekas va'amr shimuna hamorim, and he said to them, Bnei Yisrael, come on, rebels! You guys have done so much already. Which one was it? Were they hit the rock, or because he got upset? Says the Gur Aryeh, it's really one insight. It's really one chait. Ki achet hayachisorim be'amuna. Ki abatech ba'ashem ein bo rak simcha. Really, at the end of the day, what was the sin? Whether he hit the rock or he got upset, it was really the same thing. Because someone who has true faith in the Rabbeinu Shem doesn't get angry, and he stays only b'simcha. Kein habitachon asimcha, aval im akas ein emuna. Someone who gets b'kas doesn't have emuna. And a Moshe Rabbeinu's level, he shouldn't have got upset. But difference are yedua. Ki mi she'eino mamin b'otech bo yisborach b'yitachon gomor hu b'kas mechavos. Someone who has full trust and belief in Rabbeinu Shem gets angry. V'lachein ma'achas Moshe Rabbeinu hakika asasela v'hayi begam dak b'emuna. When after he hit the rock. And then he had a little lack of a blemish of faith. Because he hit the rock, that's when he said Shimon Amorim. He got upset. But really, says the Gur Aryeh, someone who has true bitachon has menuchas nefesh and realizes that it's like Rabbi Goldberg says, let go, let God. Anything in your life, anything in, from the biggest detail, from making the flight, from the fax or from the email not going through, whatever it is, a person who lives with the belief that anything in my life, certainly with the menuchas nefesh, I give over to the Rabbeinu Shlom. This is what it's quoted in the name of Rabbi Shlomo of Karlin, the pasuk Tehillim Zayin Gimel. Batach b'Hashem v'asei tov. Batach b'Hashem, haynu shetivtach b'Hashem isparach. Believe, fully believe the Rabbeinu Shlom. Ubaze tasa sheilecha tov. Shetia samech b'chalko. Tia shalva b'ragua. Batach b'Hashem, someone who has full trust in Hashem, then v'asei tov. Then they'll be able to zocha. To be able to have only good, and be able to have full goodness in their life, and full menuchas nefesh. And this brought down the Sodi, Avodah Chelik Beis, Mitav Chazayim. But at the end of the day, right, the Reish Tov told us the Iker, the point of Bitachon, to have full trust in Hashem. This is the Maharal writes in Gur Aryeh, next week's Parsha Pasuk Chukas, why Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu got punished. It wasn't just the machlokes, but they're showing him whether he hit the rock, he said Shimon Amorim. As soon as he hit the rock, it was a lack of Bitachon, which led him to say Shimon Amorim. But a person's gotta believe that anything and everything comes from their Rabbeinu Shem is for the best. We have to live that with menuchas nefesh. Bitachon lives to menuchas nefesh, leads to menuchas nefesh, and that's what Shlomo Karlin says. Batach b'Hashem, when a person believes in the Rabbeinu Shlom, then va'asei tov, that anything that happens to them is for the good, and he has menuchas nefesh and shalva and peace and harmony. B'shemizoch b'ezras Hashem, not only to learn about bitachon, but to live it and to feel the peace and harmony. Menuchas nefesh b'ezras Hashem.